أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إنه خير ناصر ومعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الغر الميامين الذين ذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بفضل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد. آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. Once again we thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gracing us with this wonderful moment in this holy month of Ramadan to continue to acquire the understanding of our faith and to seek Allah's proximity. We pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept our humble efforts in this holy month and make us worthy of being his true lovers and servants. Mu'mineen and mu'minat, the verse I've just quoted from glorious Quran is Quran 11, verse 105. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, the day no soul shall speak except by his permission amongst those who will be there on that day are wretched people, and amongst them are the successful ones. Now, if you look at this verse, before we go further, this verse categorizes people into two groups. The group of those who are successful and those who are not successful. The verse, no doubt, is discussing these groups within the context of the day of Qiyamah. Departing from this verse, our topic of discussion is success, destined, or a choice. And our examination is of the following stages. Number one, what is success? Number two, divisions of success into true or real success and fake or delusional success. And then the last stage of the examination is in a form of a rhetorical question. Is success a permanent attribute or not? Now, we all, no doubt, love to achieve success. Our fitra, our primordial nature, drives us towards achieving success. Success is a manifestation of beauty, and success is a manifestation of perfection. What is success? You know, amongst the conditions or situations that we often find ourselves are actual condition and psychological condition. What is actual condition? It's a type of a condition when one finds him or herself in. He or she does not need to do much or pay attention to realize that he or she is affected with that condition. Example, health and sickness. When one is diagnosed of a certain sickness, he is sick. Whether he pays attention to what makes him sick or not, at the end of the day, the person is sick. Likewise, when a person is healthy, whether he pays attention to what makes him healthy or not, at the end of the day, he or she is healthy. That is what scholars refer to as sifatu fi'li, actual condition or actual attribute. The other condition or situation is sifatu nafsi, psychological condition or psychological attribute. It is the opposite of the actual attribute. In the sense that when one finds himself in this type of a condition or situation, he needs to pay special attention to the reason as to why he or she is affected by this condition or not. Without paying attention, he may not be able to know whether he's affected by this condition or not affected. Example, happiness and sadness. Happiness is a psychological condition. One has to pay attention to the reason of his happiness. Sadness is also a psychological condition. You have to pay attention to the reason of your sadness. Otherwise, we may not know whether we are happy or we are sad. Where does success lies? Is it an actual condition or a psychological condition? Success, mu'minin and mu'minat, and failure are psychological conditions, in the sense that one is required to pay special attention to what is making him successful or what is making him a failure. Without paying attention, you may not know whether you are successful or you are a failure. And without paying attention, one may consider himself a failure. Whereas, in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is successful. And likewise, without paying attention and scrutinizing properly, one may consider himself a successful one. Whereas, in the lens of Allah, he is a failure. Therefore, scholars define success as an intellectual taste or entertainment. Ladhatun aqli. That is what success is all about. Why is success referred to as an intellectual entertainment? It's because we do have two types of taste or entertainment. We have a sensory taste and we have intellectual taste. What is sensory taste? Give an example. Say, for instance, a person comes back from work so exhausted and thirsty. Then he or she is offered a glass of cold juice. He takes it. How do you think the person will feel? Will feel good. But this feeling of goodness, how long does it last? 1 hour? 2 hours? 3 hours? The feeling is temporary. It's not a permanent thing. That's what scholars call sensory taste. But success is not a sensory taste. It's an intellectual taste or entertainment. Example of that is, say for instance, one is writing his thesis or dissertation or looking for a mas'ala. But you try as much as you can to look for this information, but you cannot find the information. After working so hard for many months, you manage to find the information. How do you feel? You feel very good. You feel happy. You feel elated. That's what success is all about. And that is what is referred to as intellectual taste or intellectual entertainment. So what I'm trying to say is that success is something you work for. Success requires determination. It is a process. It does not come overnight. It does not come on a silver platter. We have to work for it. And Quran makes it very clear. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who strive in our way, we will guide them towards our way. That is the first stage of the examination. Success is an intellectual test. Let's go to the second stage of our examination. Division of success into real and fake success. To appreciate this division, I would like to refer mu'minin and mu'minat to what scholars in the field of sociology discuss and highlight. There is this theory. It's a sociological theory. Nadhariyatu imtidad al-wujud. Extension of existence theory. What is extension of existence theory? Kindly pay attention. It simply means there is not a single person on the face of universe except that he or she loves life. All of us love life. Nobody wants to die. All of us want to expand our lives. We want to elevate our status. We want to achieve more. There is no one who does not want to achieve more. And you know why? It's simply because the greatest and the most powerful instinct within us is the instinct of love for life and love for self. We all love ourselves, and we are all overprotective of ourselves, and we all express our love for life in different ways. Now, there is a beautiful verse from the glorious Quran highlighting how each and every one of us, depending on our age group, express our love for life. Because as we have just mentioned, we all love life. We want to expand our life. We want to take our lives to the next level. Quran 57 verse 20 explained to us how we do it. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاقُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Allah mentioned five things in this beautiful verse to signify how each and every one of us, depending on our age group, express our life for life. At the end of the day, we all love life. The first group, Allah says, the life of this world is a play. Play here is trying to highlight that we do have group amongst us who express their love for life by playing. Who are those? These are children from 0 to 7. Those of you who have children, you know what I'm talking about. Children express their love for life by playing. We all love life irrespective of our age. But not every age group express their love for life by playing. The second group, Quran says, walahwun, amusement. Meaning, we do have group amongst us who express their love for life through amusement. What is amusement? Is to consider what is secondary primary and what is primary secondary. Who are those who express their life or who express their love for life in this way? We are talking of adolescents and teenagers. They consider what is primary, secondary, and what is secondary, primary. And they may not figure out, and they may not know. And when they are informed of it, they still do not understand. That's how they express their love for life. The third group, Allah says, wazinatun, and beauty. Meaning we do have those amongst us who express their love for life by show of beauty, wearing beautiful clothes. Their ambition is just to have something beautiful. It doesn't matter how it costs. It has to be beautiful. My father must have a beautiful car. My mom must have a beautiful car. I must have a beautiful phone. I must wear a beautiful jean, a beautiful clothes. Which group are we talking about? We're talking of those in their 20s. They express their love for life by show of beauty or demonstration of beauty. The fourth group, Allah says, وَتَفَاقُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, mutual rivalry. Yes, we have group amongst us who express their love for life through mutual rivalry. I am better than you. You are better than me. My clothes is better than yours. Our family is better than your family. We see this happening in our communities. This is their way of expressing their love for life. Which group are we talking about? We're talking of those in their 30s up to 40. The next stage is the stage of imtidadul wujud, the stage of extension of existence, the stage of the theory of love for life. Who are in this stage? All those from 40 till inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know, when a person reaches 40, he tends to sense danger in a very subtle and indirect way, in the sense that he knows very well it will not be easy to be in this world for another 40 years, to make it 80. And as a result of this, you'll see those from 40 going, they will start planning for their lives after this world. If they have a big company, they will form a foundation, they will transfer everything in the name of their family. Why are they doing so? They are doing so to ensure that the success they achieve in their lives continue after they depart from this world. They are doing so to ensure that the name of their family continue to flourish even after their departure from this world. Hence, Allah says, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. They express their love for life by show of wealth and children, by show of their achievements and the achievements of their children. They are doing so thinking that their successes will continue after their departure from this world. Islam comes forth and says, no problem. This is no doubt success, that you want your success to continue after your departure from this world. But this success is not a real success. It is fake, delusional, and it is means to the real success. Look at what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Quran 3 verse 14. He said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ هُبُّ الشَّهْوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْكَنَاتِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Kindly mu'minin and mu'minat, pay attention to this verse. This verse is highlighting on fake success or delusional success. Allow me to quote this verse. Allah says, beautiful for people is the love of that which they desire, of women and sons, heaped up sums of gold and silver, fine branded horses and cattle and tilled land. Look at what Allah says at the end. That is the enjoyment of worldly life. But Allah has with him the best return. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. All these are good. All these are the successes of this world and means to the real success, but they are not real success. The real success is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One ayah says, La yagurrannaka takalluba alladhina kafaru fil bilad mata'un kalil thumma ma'wahum jahannam wa bi'sa al-masir. Do not get astonished and shocked to see those who are disobedient to Allah enjoying and having everything of this world. Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاءُ الْعَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا. These are the enjoyment of this world. But the good ending and return is with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If these are delusional successes, what is then the real success? Because we're trying to understand the real and the true success, so that I and you can work for it and spend our time and energy in trying to achieve this real success. The real success is captured in one beautiful verse of glorious Quran. Quran 16, verse 97. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes forward in this Quran and says, Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhiyannahu hayatan tayyiba. Whoever does good, whether a male or female, provided they are believers, we will surely grant them good living. Kindly pay attention. Hayatun tayyiba is the real and true success in the lens of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is hayatun tayyiba? What is good living? Good living simply means al-istikraru wal-itmi'nanu, self-settlement and inner peace and tranquility. That is what Islam regard as a real success. How many people out there have everything of this world but cannot close their eyes when they go to bed at night? And how many of us have literally nothing of this world, but we are happy, and when we go to bed, we sleep like babies? Success in the lens of Allah is sukoon and nothing else. Hence you find another verse of Quran comes with and remind us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَلَكَ. And whoever ignores my remembrance, whoever fails to pay attention to my remembrance, that person should be ready for difficult life. Difficult life here doesn't mean things don't go well in your life. It simply means you will be deprived of true success. And what is true success? Inner peace, inner happiness, and tranquility. How do we get there? We get there through the remembrance of Allah. Allah, on numerous occasions in glorious Quran, remind us of the importance of remembrance. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونِ. Remember me, I remember you. Be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful. True success comes via remembering Almighty Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there is very clear-cut verse that is highlighting that this true success only comes through Allah's remembrance. Quran makes it very clear. 13, verse 28. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبَ. Those who believe in Allah and their hearts find peace and rest through the remembrance of Allah. There are so many manifestations of remembering Allah. Time will not permit us to delve into them. One of them is the ibadat that I and you are engaged in this holy month of Ramadan. Sticking to your daily prayers and doing it in a right way. Sticking to your recitation of glorious Quran. Reaching out to those who are in need. These are forms of remembering Almighty Allah. Staying away from those things that are not allowed through the teachings of Islam. We need real success. A success that is not only a form of success in this world, but it is also regarded as a success on the day of Qiyamah. You know very well, Mu'minin and Mu'minat, the senses given to us by Allah have their happiness and have their successes. But they will not enjoy their successes when the heart is not happy. Because heart is the zone where the real success emanates from. The success of the eye is when the eye sees something beautiful, isn't it? And the success of the nose is when it smells something nice that it likes. And the success of our tongue is when it tastes something it likes. Likewise, the success of our hearing, when it hears something it cherishes, it likes. But upon all these, if the heart is not happy, these senses will not enjoy their successes. Let us take care of our hearts, my dear brothers and sisters, if you truly want to achieve success in the lens of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, last stage of my examination briefly. Is success a permanent attribute or not? In the sense that, if I'm successful now, in the lens of Allah, will that continue until the day of Qiyamah? In trying to understand this, I would like to mention three things briefly. Number one, and these three things really are referred to as attributes. The first attribute is principal attributes, which culminated in the choices given to us by Allah. We all have the intellect, we've got the choices. This is what scholars call principal attributes. All of us have principal attributes. We've got choices. The second attribute is accidental attributes. These are attributes that when children arrive in this world, they come with. They inherit attributes from their parents. And sometimes you find children of the same parents have different characters, have different behaviors. These are inherited attributes. They inherited from their parents, from their grandparents, before they were given birth or before they came to this world. The third one, which is the most important, and has to do with the topic of our discussion, is obtainable attributes. That, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, irrespective of our circumstance, it is not late. We can change our situation to the best one in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I'm trying to say is that our destinies are in our hands. Our fates are in our hands. Likewise, our successes are in our hands. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us free will to decide what we want. But he guided us as to what is good for us. One verse says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever desires should believe, and if not, should disbelieve. And again, another verse of glorious Quran says, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We've guided insan towards two paths. Either you become grateful or you become ungrateful. Another verse says, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا صَرَى. Insan is nothing but his effort and determination. And his determination and effort will be seen. So you are who you are because of your effort, sincerity, and determination. And if we are all determined sincerely, we should be able to continue with the pace we managed to establish during the holy month of Ramadan. Look at Umar ibn Sa'd and Hurr ibn Yazid al-Rayyan. Hurr exercised his choice wisely. And that is why at the end, he achieved the real success. Umar ibn Sa'd, who is related to Ali ibn al-Akbar, failed to exercise his choice wisely. Although he was seen as someone successful in this materialistic world, but he did not achieve real success in this world. And likewise, on the day of Qiyamah. So let us try as much as we can, mu'minin and mu'minat, to continue working very hard to achieve real success, which is to take care of our souls, to connect ourselves with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We pray Allah continue to make it easy for us. Wa akhiru da'wana أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.